T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are on page 2 of our agenda, local laws. Local law intro 1-1 and local law intro 2-1 are as indicated. On to page 3 of our agenda, committee reports. Report number 8 from the Economic Development Committee, Committee Chair Johnson.
Move for immediate consideration and approval.
Here's a proper motion made by Committee Chair Johnson. It's been seconded by Legislator Larigo on the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The report is approved. Report number 6 from the Public Safety Committee. Committee Chair Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move for immediate consideration and approval.
There's been a proper motion made by Committee Chair Johnson. It's been seconded by Legislator Gilmore. On the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The report is approved. Report number 7 from the Health and Human Services Committee. Committee Chair Shamira.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move for immediate consideration and approval.
Second.
There's been a proper motion for immediate consideration approval made by Committee Chair Shamira. It's been seconded by Legislator Gilmore. On the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The report is approved. Report number 6 from the Energy Environment Committee. Committee Chair Myers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move for immediate consideration and approval.
There's been a proper motion for immediate consideration approval made by Committee Chair Myers. It's been seconded by Legislator Gilmore. On the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The report is approved. Report number 6 from the Finance and Management Committee. Committee Chair Myers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move for immediate consideration and approval.
Okay, this proper motion for immediate consideration approval made by the Majority Leader. It's been seconded by Legislator Larigo. On the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The report is approved. Okay, legislator resolutions. Legislator Myers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move for immediate consideration approval, intro 9-1.
This is intro 9-1.
Second.
It's been a proper motion made and it's been seconded by Legislator Johnson. On the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the resolution is approved. Communications discharged from committee. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move to discharge communication 6E-29 from the Finance and Management Committee. This is the 2022 bond consolidation resolution.
Second.
Proper motion made by Legislator Myers, seconded by Legislator Johnson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. The item is now before the body. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move to approve communication 6E-29.
Okay, there's been a proper motion seconded by Legislator Gilmore on the question. Okay, we have to do a roll call. We have to do a roll call vote on this item. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
On the motion, Legislator Green.
Yes.
Larigo.
Yes.
Mills.
Yes.
Todaro.
Yes.
Legislator Martinez. Chair
Bassett. Yes.
Legislator Shamira.
Yes.
Gilmore.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Myers.
Yes.
Biden.
Yes.
10-0.
Okay, the capital bond is approved. Continuing, Majority Leader, we have another item.
We're going to move on to the...
Yeah, okay. We got another
next, I'd like to move to discharge.
I'm sorry. I have to recognize Majority Leader Myers. Sorry.
I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yeah.
Move to discharge communication 8E-1 from the Finance Management Committee. This is the 2021 year-ending budget balancing amendments and designations.
Thank you. There's been a proper motion for discharge made by Legislator Myers. It's been seconded by Legislator Larigo. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
10-0.
Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move to amend communication 8E-1 with what's been passed out.
There's been a proper motion to amend made by the Majority Leader. It's been seconded by Legislator Gilmore on the question. Legislator Larigo, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Literally. Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to acknowledge the work that we've all put in, not only here in this body, but also in the administration, on working together on what I think is truly the right decision, a win for this body, a win for Erie County taxpayers, a win for fund balance, and a win for this community for the next 30 years. We had a robust discussion, to borrow a term, about whether or not we should be putting additional money down on the Bills Stadium to, instead of $75 million, up to $100 million. And it was important to me that we put as much money down today to save money in the future. As I said this morning, we know that interest rates are going up. We know that the value of the dollar is going down as a result. And by increasing the amount of money that we put down on the Bills Stadium today, we are telling Erie County taxpayers that the absolute most that we would borrow is $150 million, thus saving them approximately $40 million or more over the next 30 years. With interest rates going up, I believe that that $40 million is going to be more. This ensures that we are paying less for the Bills Stadium than we would have under the original plan of putting $75 million down. We talk about $250 million that the county executive was able to negotiate on behalf of Erie County taxpayers. It was a fair deal, it was a good deal, and it capped our obligation at $250. That did not take into account the debt service over the next 30 years. That would have increased simply because that's the way borrowing works. We have reduced that. We have reduced that liability. We have, in doing so, we have freed up additional money over the next 30 years for different priorities that this body may choose or the administration may choose. We have freed up money for taxpayers to know that they, you know, are almost certainly guaranteed not to have a tax increase if this goes through the way it is. You know, I know the county executive said that it wouldn't provide a tax increase. That was long before interest rates started to go up. They have gone up considerably over the past few weeks. We didn't know whether or not there would be a tax increase as a result. Adding additional money today helps to make that a better reality. Knowing that we have unprecedented surplus, unprecedented cash on hand, and an additional $23 million in sales tax receipts with the first quarter of 2022, we know that it might be possible that we could put additional money down before we need to borrow or go to market in 2023. I hope that we can have as productive of a conversation and dialogue throughout the next 12 months as we did the past few weeks. So again, Madam Chair, thank you. Thank you to my colleagues for agreeing on our proposed amendment. And I really think that the people that benefit the most today will be Erie County taxpayers.
Thank you, Minority Leader. Well said. Majority Leader, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to echo the comments of the Minority Leader. I don't want it to be said that this body cannot work together, because today we did work together, and it was for the benefit of the residents of Erie County.
Yes.
We had long discussions, some tough decisions to make, and it worked out. And just want to congratulate everybody on the work that we've done.
Well said. Thank you, Majority Leader. On the question. Okay.
This was amended to, this is a question. This is amended to add an additional $25 million.
Yes. Okay. Everything else should be the same. Sure. We will come back 12:35. We stand in recess. Okay, we are resuming session number 9 of the Erie County Legislature, May 12, 2022. Mr. Clerk, would you please take the roll?
Legislator
Green.
Here.
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 Here. Okay. Back to our agenda. I'm going to recognize the Majority Leader for the purposes of the amendment that was on the question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, I'd like to withdraw the amendment 8E-1. And we'd like to make another amendment. Move to amend Communication 8E-1. Resolved, the Budget Director is hereby directed to transfer available 2021 funding for additional designations and establish reappropriation into the 2022 per the attachment. So I'd like to amend it with what's been passed out.
Okay, there's been a proper motion to withdraw and further amend. Go ahead. Okay, withdraw and replace the amendment with the new item before us, and it's been seconded by Legislator Larigo on the question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Clerk, do we need to approve that withdrawal by a vote? All the confusion we've had here, we don't need to. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Mills. So there's been a proper motion to amend. It's been seconded by Legislator Larigo. On the question, on the amendment, all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Any opposed?
10-0.
Okay, the amendment is approved. Majority Leader, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve Communication 8E-1 as amended.
Okay, there's a proper motion to approve as amended made by the Majority Leader. It's been seconded by the Minority Leader. On the question, roll call vote. On the question. Okay, roll call vote.
On the motion to approve as amended, Legislator Green. Aye. Harvey?
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Pizarro.
Yes.
Legislator Burgess is not present. Chair Bassett.
Yes.
Legislator Shamira.
Yes.
Gilmore.
Yes.
Gatson.
Yes.
Myers.
Yes.
Bynum.
Yes.
10-0.
Okay, so the resolution is approved as amended. Okay. Continuing on with our agenda, we are up to suspension of the rules, Mr. Clerk. Okay, suspension of the rules. Majority Leader, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have one suspension for committee offered by Chair Baskin, a letter concerning the Erie County Minority and Women's Business Enterprise and Modernization Act of 2021.
Thank you. There's a second. We don't need a second. No. Mr. Clerk, the item number?
9E20.
Okay. I'm going to send this item to the MWBE committee. Okay. The MWBE committee under my authority is chair.
All set.
All right. Thank you. Communications from elected officials. Communication 9E-1 through and including communication 9E-4 as indicated. On to page 4 of our agenda. Communication 9E-5 as indicated. Communication 9E-6 from the county executive regarding 2022 public works road projects authorization to enter into contracts. Majority Leader, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move for immediate consideration and approval.
Second.
There's been a motion for immediate consideration and approval made by the Majority Leader. It's been seconded by Minority Leader Larigo. On the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Communication 9E-7 through and including communication 9E-11 as indicated. Communication 9E-12 from the county executive regarding a pilot agreement for the Whitney Apartments project in the city of Buffalo. Majority Leader.
Move for immediate consideration and approval.
Second.
There's been a proper motion for immediate consideration and approval made by the Majority Leader. It's been seconded by Legislator Johnson. On the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Communication 9E-13 through and including communication 9E-17 as indicated. Communication 9E-18 from the district attorney regarding personnel adjustments in the DA's office. Majority Leader, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move for immediate consideration and approval.
Second.
There's been a proper motion for immediate consideration and approval made by the Majority Leader. It's been seconded by Legislator Johnson. On the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Communication 9E-19 as indicated. Continuing on with our agenda, communications from the departments. Communication 9D-5 as indicated. Page 5 of our agendas. Communications from the people and other agencies. Communication 9M-1 through and including communication 9M-5 as indicated. Announcements. The legislature will conduct our committee meetings next Thursday, May 19th, and the schedule will be distributed. The next scheduled session of the legislature is Thursday, May 26th, and also the legislature will conduct a public hearing on Local Law Intro 2-1, 2022, concerning increasing the threshold of property tax exemption for veterans of the United States Armed Services. The hearing is scheduled for Thursday, May 26, 2022 at 6 p.m. here in the chambers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.